and opened too vigorously, as is common with your timid, nervous men all over the world. "Steady on with that music stool," said he. "It ain't made for heavy weights." "Never you mind about weights," said Jenny, incensed. "What was you saying behind my back about my playing?" "Surely you don't hold with not having a bit of music on a Sunday, Mr. Coombs," said the new guest, leaning back in the armchair, blowing a cloud of cigarette smoke and smiling in a kind of pitying way, and simultaneously his wife said something to Jenny about, "Never mind him, you go on, Jenny." "I do," said Mr. Coombs, addressing the new guest. "May I ask why?" said the new guest, evidently enjoying both his cigarette and the prospect of an argument. He was, by the by, a lank young man, very stylishly dressed in bright drab, with a white cravat and a pearl and silver pin. It had been better taste to come in a black coat, Mr. Coombs thought. "Because," began Mr. Coombs, "it don't suit me. I'm a businessman. I have to study my connection. Rational enjoyment." "His connection," said Mrs. Coombs, scornfully. "That's what he's always a-saying. We got to do this and we got to do that." "If you don't mean to study my connection," said Mr. Coombs,